Welcome to Kaleidoscope on WSJF. On Kaleidoscope, we take a topic, hold it up to the light, shake it up, and look at it to find something new and beautiful. Hello, everybody. This is Kaleidoscope, and we are here today to talk to Father John and Father Patrick. Father John Wargle is our pastor at St. Joseph Catholic Community. Father Patrick McCain, the associate pastor, and I'm Danny Gallagher, acting as our interviewer today, the host of the show. And today we're going to be talking about something that's really exciting that's happening at St. Joseph, and that is that we've got a new vision, mission statements, new vision statement, mission statement, and a new name that we're going to move toward as a parish.
Yeah.
Let me first welcome you two. So welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
You feel very welcome, don't you, Father Patrick?
I do. It's good to be with you.
We try to do that. Okay, so part of Kaleidoscope is that we really try and look at things in this show in a new and different way. Just like when you point a kaleidoscope to a light and you spin the dial on that and you can look at things in exciting or new ways. So this is a really exciting thing that's happening at St. Joseph's.
It is. As
an introduction to our conversation, why do you believe that the time is right now for these new changes, a new vision and mission statement and name for the parish?
Yeah. Well, you know, Danny, I've been here since 2014. I mean, you've been here since Moses, okay? But
yes.
2014 is really kind of a long time, right? It's over 10 years, going 11 or 12 years. And I was on staff the 2020. And when I was on staff, I wasn't part of the PPC, but there were good people on the PPC that were working on the vision statement. It's, you know, what we have now, we call it a motto, embracing Christ's life, reflecting his love.
Yes.
That's on a lot of our stuff. But as I looked at it, I thought, you know, as good as this is, we need to keep it because I think it came by the Holy Spirit. So, you know, we keep it as a motto, but it's really not a vision statement.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, a vision statement is something very concrete, something that people can see, get on board with, and say, I can do this, or we can do this together, and that you can actually verify whether it's being done or not.
Sure, yeah, yeah, because right? You have something written down, and you can point to it and say, are we
concrete.
Moving in this direction?
Yeah,
And then so every decision that's made, you can point to it and say, does that move us in this direction?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So we thought that we needed to revisit that. And we came up with this vision statement: St. Joseph Catholic Church will be the spiritual, moral, and social heart of Eldersburg, Sykesville, through encounters with Jesus Christ. Okay. So let me just give a little background, and Father Patrick, you can say a few things too. But this came out of a letter my mother wrote me back in 1976.
Uh-huh.
She's somewhat of a prophetess, okay?
That's being a pretty good prophet. Oh, if she wrote something in 1976 that has an impact on you today, that's
right.
And it has
a huge impact on a church, okay?
Right, yeah.
But she was very, very, very shrewd spiritually. She could see things, right? And she saw that the church was kind of like, even back then, were kind of puddles that were evaporating. You know, they were separate from each other, you know, and each puddle has its, what she said, its shrimp, right?
Yeah, some little fish in there, yeah.
Yeah, right. And they, you know, they're starting to fall into sort of a defensive posture. She didn't say that, but that's what the shrinking meant to me. A survival type thing, right?
Yes, right.
But she said, but when the Holy Spirit comes, you know, the waves off the shore are going to come in, and it's going to just do a mighty work of the Holy Spirit.
Hmm.
Right? So all of a sudden, I find myself a pastor of a church in the archdiocese. And it seemed to me, of course, this is during COVID.
Right.
Things were really shrinking back then. I said, you know, I feel like I'm really called to fulfill my mother's prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have a defensive attitude. We've got to be on the offense and think in those terms, right?
Yeah.
And so I really feel like St. Joseph really needs to be what the church was intended in a parish, okay? Everybody in the parish, and I've said this for years, belongs in this church.
Right.
They do,
yeah.
Right? 'Cause this is where the sacraments are. Mm-hmm. This is where the church is connected to the apostles, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
And so we need to think in terms of reaching out into the whole parish And even beyond, I think that we could have an influence here as a church. And the radio station, Danny, that you're involved in my mind, is very crucial, this whole thing.
Yeah, well, that's what we thought when we put it together. You know, when we started working on this in 2013, the new evangelization was pretty new. And we really felt like the radio station would be a completely new way, a new form of media for us to be able to do that evangelization.
Right, right.
And when you say parish, I just want to ask you this. When you say parish, are you saying that like area?
Well, Father, talk to us about parishes.
Yeah, absolutely. The parish really is a geographical area. So we're looking at Southern Carroll County. It's primarily based in Eldersburg and Sykesville. And so that's what the vision statement references, that this is the focus, the center of our work. It's like all the, well, the sacraments are here, right? And so all the, it's almost like grace emanating from here, right? And the goal is to bring in people from this area, from is Gamber in our parish boundary? Maybe. I don't know.
Well, Finksburg, no, I mean, I'm all the way up to Finksburg. Right. And yeah, if you look at the map, I live just on this side of 140 in Finksburg. And I was surprised to even though I have a 20-minute drive, I am in the parish. So thanks, God, I'm the pastor, but I'm legitimately belong to this parish.
Yeah, that's right.
It's
that's
about 100 square miles.
Right.
Wow. So, which is a lot. That, yeah, that's a huge, that's a huge area of Southern Carroll County.
Right. But if you ask anybody living in this area where their cultural center is, they would all say Eldersburg, Sykesville. That's why I fought this. People said, don't be so specific. There are people coming from all over, you know. But I think that naming a geographical center of our culture.
That's right. That's what we do with the diocese, right? We're the Archdiocese of Baltimore, right, even though it covers.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Know, I didn't think of that.
Right?
That's good.
I just thought of it now. So we'll say it's grace. I don't know.
Holy Spirit. Yeah.
But this also leads to the name change. If I could just break in for a moment on,
sure,
on that, that, yeah, that it is important that we're calling ourselves St. Joseph Catholic Church, that we're not trying to minimize the community aspect. That's important. We are a community of faith, a community of believers. And we certainly hope that people feel welcomed and at home here. But we are a church. But the local church, it really is the diocese. But we are an arm of the local church, and which belongs to a particular church, which is in communion with other churches that make up the one Catholic church. And I think we're perhaps more aware of this right now as we're without a pope. And we see not only the cardinals, the Roman cardinals gathering, but a lot of our Eastern Catholic brethren and fathers, really, gathering to talk about the direction of the church, even though we come from different places. And so we're a small part of that. This is, you might say, see, we have the image of a tree, right? And I'm sure that Father John will get to that. But we have this image of a tree, but it's not a standalone tree. It's a tree in the midst of an orchard, I suppose, you know, with all of them bearing fruit,
yeah,
right?
That's good,
so
too.
So that may be I'm getting better with this imagery.
You're getting eloquent here.
But it is really important to say that you know, this church is meant to be the heart of the parish in terms of the geographic area, and that all of us have a responsibility, even as I look at the mission statement, which Father John will come to, but I often say the Christian life, the mission of the Christian, could be reduced to two phrases: to know and to go. And we'll see that, to know, to encounter Jesus, to know him. And once we've done that, to go, as we celebrate the sacraments, as we proclaim the gospel, as we reflect his love and service to our neighbor, to know and to go. But in order to do that, we need to first come here to the parish to be nourished ourselves, to have that encounter, not just one or two times a year, but over and over again.
Good, good. So I'm sure there's good intentions back in the 80s or whenever they changed the name to community.
Right.
But, you know, that's a weak term. I mean, as you say, we are a community, but in a very, that's a very more superficial thing of what we are. We are an ecclesia, okay? We are a congregation of the saints, okay? And only when we really realize that, we can really do our mission, because there are all sorts of communities out there. There's the Lions Club, or there's this, or there's that, you know. We're far more than a community. And so it's very important to realize that we are not a community among communities. We are the ecclesia in the community of Eldersburg, Sykesville.
Right.
And everybody belongs here.
Right. So I think that in the, you know, I was here, of course, you said I was here, I've been here since Moses. So
yeah.
I was here in 81 when the Marianists came into the church and took over the, being in charge of the church as pastor, associate pastor. And I was actually on the pastoral council when we made the change.
Oh, my goodness. So we blame you for this,
yeah,
Danny.
Partially. There was a lot of discussion about going from church to community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just think that that was really part of the Marianist charism. And that's why they really wanted to make that change. But when I hear St. Joseph Catholic Community and moving to St. Joseph Catholic Church, to me, that's more of a environmental thing, or it's a weaker term,
yeah,
I guess, is
yeah,
what
yeah,
you said.
Right.
So it is a weaker term because church, to me, it sort of connotes a building, you know, like something that's rock, you know, the
yeah.
stationary,
oh,
where
yeah.
community is a much more airy sort of...
That's right. And it comes from a time, you know, I don't want to be demeaning or anything like, but it came around where, you know, hey, we're, you know... get around a campfire, you know, that sort of thing.
Group of believers.
Yeah, right. And there is that, we're all equal and all that sort of thing. And there's a lot of good stuff with that, but it can, you know, it's just not what the, it's just not what the ecclesia yeah. is.
Community is only one aspect of
yeah,
church.
Yeah,
right, I mean, church
right,
is
right.
A fuller, richer
yeah, it's,
way
yeah,
of looking
right.
at it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I think that we probably hit that part of it well enough.
I just wanted to ask the question, so in these changes to the vision statement, mission statement, and the name. What people, you know, took part in all of these decisions? Because these are huge decisions for the parish,
that,
the identity
yeah, that's
of,
right.
of the parish.
Yeah. You know, a lot of it originated, I mean, the core ideas really originated basically from my mother's prophecy.
Right,
and
yeah.
as I was preaching on this whole thing, and it became clearer and clearer to me. But we worked this out in the parish pastoral council, where we just pounded out and developed it and came to where we are with it. And even though they're very short, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into this statement, this mission statement, right? And also we included the staff, the church staff was in on this too. And it's because it's very important for the church staff to be rowing together with the parish pastoral council. And that I think we're united and the leadership of the church around this thing. I think everybody feels like this is a work of the Holy Spirit.
Good, that's great. And will we see changes or updates kind of to the parish pastoral plan then based
on
this?
Yeah, the parish pastoral plan. It'll still have the six core values because that was handed to us by the archbishop in his pastoral letters.
Right.
Right. A light brightly visible, mm-hmm. right? These statements will enable us to implement these six things and give them meaning, give them life, right?
Good, yeah.
Now, Danny, you know, we all know that a lot of companies and, you know, and churches will spend hours and hours and hours writing these vision statements, and no one's able to say it and what have you, you know, and then we just go on doing the same old thing. We can be very skeptical about this because it happens a lot.
Yeah.
But not here. I do think that this is something the Holy Spirit is going to move deeply in all our hearts.
Yeah, and we'll use every method that we can to communicate it and make sure that people know that this is what we're about.
Right, Pentecost Sunday, I'll be given the homily, which will be basically this thing at every Mass.
Cool.
Pentecost, perfect time to do it.
Yep, yeah. Holy Spirit. Okay. Good. So let's go to the mission statement. Is that okay?
Before we do that,
or vision?
We have to talk about the three things. Spiritual. We are the spiritual.
Okay.
And we also the moral. Okay. And we can be the social heart as well. No one talks about morals today. People don't want to talk about morals because they don't want to get into any of these difficult issues that are plaguing our society.
Right.
Well, someone has to be a leader with regard to church morals and doctrine, right?
Yeah.
We don't make this up as we go, okay? And there's lots of wisdom in the church. And so we are a place where people can... Danny, people are coming into the church. Young people are just coming in since COVID. It's because they want something steady, something stable, someone to tell them the truth in the confusion, in the moral confusion of this world.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's certainly a lot of questions about it today. And
yeah.
it's great to have a place where here is where the answers are.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not only the answers, but a place where we have the compassion of Christ.
Yes.
We have
okay.
the heart of Christ. Obedience of Christ is very important as well. So those three aspects are important. And I already see that we're, in many ways, we are the social, okay, because most, a lot of our stuff is really bringing people in, in a lot of different ways, but we don't need to go into that right now. But mm-hmm. I know you want to get to the next thing, but I just want to say that.
That's okay.
And through our encounters with Christ, encounter is a big thing. Since Vatican II, every one of the popes has been hitting encounter. Mm-hmm. That's one of the six, I should say, mission, core values of the church, right?
Sure, yes.
And but we are using encounter as the entryway into all of them.
So that's part of the pastoral plan, right? I mean, if those six
plan.
Things that you just
right.
mentioned, and they are,
yeah.
I'm just going to mention them quick.
Yeah.
Liturgy, accompaniment, sending, welcome, mission support, and encounter is the last one that you
encounter, because our encounters with Christ is everything. I mean, liturgy is true and real whether we have an encounter with God in it or not until the sacrament's happening, right? But if we're not encountering Christ because we're not coming in with the humility, we're not coming in with the right heart, mm-hmm. okay, to encounter God in the liturgy, then it's not going to happen, right?
Yeah,
So encounter is what is really, our encounters with God through Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, is what brings the liturgy, even though it's never dead, because again, it's what God is doing through the liturgy, it's an objective thing. It makes come to life for us, right?
Yes,
wouldn't
right.
you say, Patrick?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think what you're getting at, that we have to be disposed, we have to prepare. We have work to do.
That's
so
right.
we have to prepare, but then we come to the liturgy with expectation that God will show up, that God will do something. And then that helps us to, as I look at this tree, and I sort of read this in a cycle, you know, we encounter, we welcome, we accompany people into the liturgy. From the liturgy, we're sent. And then we support each other in the mission, and the cycle repeats itself.
Right.
It's, you know.
Yeah.
But that part of that accompaniment is teaching people, because we can't assume. I can't assume anything anymore. I can't assume that people know the Our Father and Hail Mary for confession, you know.
Right.
So I have to print those out to hand to people. So this mm-hmm. idea of really walking with people, it's that mm-hmm. show up. Maybe you don't feel like you know anything. Maybe you don't feel worthy to step in the doors, you know, but to come close, because this is precisely what God is wanting to do in the sacraments. And we're here to help each other accomplish that.
Good.
Now, hold on one second. Yeah. Before we move on, I just want to make sure that everybody knows that this is Kaleidoscope, and I'm Danny Gallagher, and I'm here in the studio with Father John Wargle and Father Patrick McCain.
So we're
talking about the vision and mission statements and name change of St. Joseph.
That's right. And Danny, you wanted to get the mission statement. Okay,
yes.
But see how we pick up with that word encounter again. Okay, we encounter Jesus through celebration of the sacraments. Okay, that's primary. If we do that well, then everything's going to flow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Proclaiming the gospel, proclaiming within, which is teaching that we do here, but also our reaching out to the community and proclaiming the gospel and reflecting God's love through service, okay? That's where we're picking up on the motto there, you know, for reflecting his love, reflecting God's love through service out in the community. And so we push out into the community.
Right, and the call to be missionary disciples, to move out.
Exactly.
And that's sort of after we come to liturgy and we learn mm-hmm. and we're empowered to do that, we're sent.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, and so the vision statement can be easily memorized when you really think about it. Okay, St. Joseph Catholic Church will be the spiritual, moral, cultural heart of Eldersburg-Sykesville through our encounters with God. I did that without looking at my notes. But then if you look at the mission statement, we encounter Jesus through, it's three things. It's easy. Celebrating the sacraments, proclaiming the gospel, and reflecting God's love through service.
Yeah.
So these are very easy things, and we're going to keep on beating this drum until we get it to everybody. So I'd like to bring this to a conclusion by addressing the people of the church who are in ministries, who are involved in things, okay? I was touched the other day. I ran into a ministry I didn't even know about, Linus Blankets, okay?
Are
you familiar with that?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, I see them down here making them, yeah.
Yeah, right, like that. And, you know, the love in the eyes of the people, you know, the ladies making these things, this really, really struck me, you know?
So these are blankets that they make, and then they take to hospitals.
Yeah,
So that children can have them feel comforted.
That's right. You know, and then you know, there's all sorts of food ministries here. There's all sorts of things. Okay, what's essential about this whole vision statement is this: that everybody's got to really be on board with it, okay? Because if you're doing something that's one small ministry in a church, you have to have the big picture, and that's what we're trying to do here. Everybody has to have the big picture, and that's the vision statement, that they're doing this not because, oh, okay, we'd like a cook, okay, or feel bad for the poor, or, you know, this or that. Everybody's got a clear idea that this is part of a vital mission, however small your ministry is. So everybody's got to have the big picture. Everybody has to have the vision statement, okay? And another thing, once they have this big picture, I think that they have to have intentionality in what they're doing. Okay, so you're not just making Linus blankets, but you're doing it with prayer, okay? Mm-hmm. And maybe even all our ministries should have prayer sewn into everything so that the Holy Spirit fills it and it moves that ministry toward the vision, which is getting everybody in this Eldersburg-Sykesville parish in church, our church, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. And then creativity. When the Holy Spirit's there, we are all made to be creative because we're all made in the image of God. And we should all have the joy of knowing that we have this creative energy. I mean, Danny, you know, you're full of this creative energy that, you know, helps make this radio station go, you know, Father
Patrick.
It's
what we do here.
Yeah. I mean, it's very creative. There's a lot of creativity going on, and that's a good thing. And I think that they see that their creativity is part of the impulse of the Holy Spirit as it's trying to lead us and guide us and to bring everybody into this church where they belong.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting because I really like icons. Mm. And when people create an icon, they pray it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they don't
paint it. Mm-hmm. They really pray through it because it is an image of a holy one.
Perfect.
So I like that the way that you said that. People need to have that intentionality and creativity and sense of the Holy Spirit that is going to move all of us in a direction to where we're meeting this vision statement.
Yeah. And we're all rowing together. And you know, in whatever ministry we're doing, we're all rowing together and we all know what we're about. We're all have the big picture, you know, and we're all praying through this whole thing. So, were you going to say something?
No, I was just thinking as you were talking that, you know, anyone can make blankets, anyone can do any of these, what we call ministries, but without the prayer that you're speaking of, we're just another social service provider.
Exactly.
And that's not, I don't see that in the vision statement. There's nothing about social services, but spiritual, moral, social heart, that we do this because we're Christians, not because we're good people.
Yeah, that's essential.
But there's a spiritual element.
Yeah, that's very essential.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that this whole movement, and that's probably the most important thing about this whole show and what it is that we're trying to do here with the new vision and mission statements, we all have to move, like you were saying, if we're rowing, and it's an 8-person row, we all have to be together in order to make forward motion, movement, and to go in the direction that we need to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks so much for coming in. Father John, Father Patrick, thank you.
Well, thank you. God bless.
And we'll see you next time on Kaleidoscope.
Thank you for listening to Kaleidoscope on WSJF. Stay tuned for more conversations where we point our kaleidoscope at a subject and talk about it to help us see in new and different ways. Talk to you again soon on Kaleidoscope.